The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday the 15th of March. In your Squeeze today, Facebook goes down, an update on Australia's terror threat, the latest on Brexit, and Friday lights. This is your Squeeze today. Claire, if you ever wondered what the world would be like without Facebook, we got a little taste of it yesterday. Facebook, Instagram, and apps like Messenger and WhatsApp, all owned by Facebook, crashed in parts of the US, Europe, and also down here in little old Oz. What happened?
Yeah, don't really know what happened. Facebook certainly hasn't been really clear about what's happened. All they did was take to Twitter to inform users that it was aware of the problem, and then in the iconic words of IT help desks all around the world, said that it was working to resolve the issue.
Classic. And the fact that they had to go to Twitter, what would probably be known as a competitor, to share it was maybe a bit of a slap in the face. The New York Times yesterday said that Facebook is also, just on Facebook, subject to a criminal investigation over data deals it made with companies like Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Samsung. You've got BlackBerry in there, but are they still a thing?
Remember them? Apparently. And it was about mid last year when these claims came forward that what Facebook had done was share a whole ton of personal data with these companies, and in exchange what they got was the ability to embed their features into their technology and into their devices. So it's certainly one that's on that privacy list of issues that Facebook have been facing over the last period of time, and the fact that that's escalated to criminal investigations is a very interesting one.
Yeah, a lot of issues management for Facebook at the moment. And back here, the Secretary of our Home Affairs Department, Michael Pezzullo, spoke on Wednesday night about Australia's terror threat.
He has given another fairly dark assessment of the issues that we face, and I guess it's just a fair reminder that given certainly our place in this region, but also just more broadly what's going around, he said we're certainly not immune to cyber attacks, to chemical weapon threats, and of course the issue that's posed by the event of Islamic State. So yeah, happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah, he also said that homegrown cells and lone wolf attacks are still a high priority concern. And on that front, we spoke earlier in the week, or was it actually, it might have been last week, about the many Western brides who left their countries to join ISIS. An Australian woman, Zara Duman, has joined the list of those who want to be allowed back home.
She was identified a few weeks ago when she talked about some other Australians that were certainly coming out of the woodwork there in Syria as the last bit of Islamic State territory is being closed in on. But it was interesting, a woman who claims to be her, of course, it's very difficult to tell sometimes with these things, but a woman who claims to be her says that she wants to come home. She wants to bring her children home to be raised as Australians. But, of course, PM Scott Morrison is having none of that and has again restated that certainly Australian citizens who travel overseas to support terrorism need to really shape up to the consequences of their actions.
To Brexit now. Because of the time difference, each morning this week we've been getting a flood of Brexit news as we pull the email and podcast together. Where we're at now is that MPs have voted against May's deal. They then voted against leaving the EU without a deal. They've voted now against another referendum. What will they vote on today?
So just in the last little bit of time, what's happened in the UK Parliament is they've voted to ask the European Union for a time extension. There's a few little tricks and bits and pieces that will now be worked out, but Theresa May is going to try and get her deal back through the Parliament. She's going to give that a go next week. If they do that, they can move to start implementing Brexit pretty quickly if MPs vote for that, but if they knock that back again, then there's obviously a longer delay that's going to be required to try and get a deal together that can be agreed.
And that's the latest on that. Yesterday, families gathered in Ethiopia to mourn the loss of loved ones who died in that plane crash over the weekend. Meanwhile, Claire, Boeing has now grounded all those 737 MAX 8 aircraft.
That's right. And they've announced that it's going to take until at least May to get them back in the air. That's because they're going to issue that software update and then, I imagine, testing it before they're seen by the regulator there as airworthy again. Boeing have had $25 billion wiped off its market value since that crash last Sunday. And interesting to see the market also reacted yesterday to President Donald Trump's comments that he wasn't much of a 737 MAX jetliner fan because he has experience.
He said it sucked.
Yeah, he has experience in the airline industry. He used to have a little airline himself called Trump Shuttle. And yes, in his view, the plane sucked. So
literally that's the quote.
Direct quote, yeah.
Yeah, I was always told I wasn't allowed to say that. So sorry, Mum, if you're listening. That's Donald Trump's words, not mine. Sucks.
You're such a good girl.
Well, actually, this brings me nicely to Friday Lights. We've got a look at how The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air might be done these days. And a confession from me, I haven't actually seen an episode of the original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I know. I wasn't really... watch a lot of TV as a kid.
Wow. And look at you go now. So I have a whole blind spot too to a whole number of TV shows because when I was young, I wasn't allowed much to do a lot of TV viewing in the afternoon. So yeah, I've got all those gaps as well. But yes, if you ever wondered, and you're in my generation, I guess, what the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would be like if it was made into a sort of gritty indie movie, there's a movie trailer for that. And while there's no plans to actually make the film,
don't get your hopes up there.
Certainly, it's garnered a lot of attention for the guy who's put it together.
I feel like this will bring us to our subject line. Just check out Friday Lights if you're interested. There's a little bit more in there. The British Royal Portraits exhibition is on in Bendigo, and a little article that looks into our habitual phrases with a focus on why we say, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
But the subject line, Claire, what's the subject line?
The subject line today, going back to our Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, if I said to you, Kate, well, yo, are you ready for me yet? What would you say?
Is that the theme song?
Oh, my God. No. This is just a tragedy.
It's a Taylor Swift song.
No, no, it's not a Taylor Swift song. This is Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. It's like iconic of the era. Anyway, you'll need to listen to it because I'm sure you're going to get it. It's Boom Shake the Broom, like dance floor anthem.
Oh, yeah. I think you need to sing it for me to really get it in my head.
Definitely not going to be doing that.
Well, yeah, that's why. That's why I don't get all these things. I need to hear them in their true form.
Anything that I could offer would definitely not be in its true form.
I think we're well and truly done for the week. I think we're well and truly done for today. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. As we've asked all week, if you do like it, please tell people about us. Have a great weekend. Hope it's a good one, and we'll chat to you on Monday. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.